Could the ANC be facing a tough task reaching consensus on whether or not to support the impeachment of Public Protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane? Three very esteemed legal minds said there's plenty of prima facie evidence to impeach her. What needs to happen next is that Parliament, if the impeachment process is going to go ahead, needs to pass by a simple majority, a vote which would institute a parliamentary inquiry into her fitness to hold office, and if that parliamentary inquiry recommended that she be impeached, then two-thirds of the House of Assembly would have to vote to impeach. And he who wouldn't know a principle if he stumbled over it on his way to the cave where he hides his ill-gotten gains, Ace Magashule, has called on ANC MPs to impose the process. His reason? Not that she's a great legal mind or anything, but because the motion to impeach her was proposed by the DA, and that would be a principle too far to breach, according to SG. And it's something on which quite a lot of people are opining at the moment, and I'm sort of staggered that many of them say, "Well, this is going to be tight, you know." And the way I see it is the ANC will do what its chief whip tells them to do, and the chief whip is going to tell them that they must vote for the impeachment process, and therefore just about every will. Some will make an excuse not to be at the vote. They'll claim illness in the family or close contact with somebody COVID positive or whatever, but the vote is going to pass easily. Sanusha Naidu knows more about these things than I do. Just about everybody knows more about these things than I do. A senior research associate at the Institute for Global Dialogue. Sanusha, good afternoon. Do you think that the ANC is wrestling with this?
Good afternoon, John, and thank you, and good afternoon to the listeners. I mean, I'm equally, muddled about this. I'm not sure whether they're wrestling or they're conflicting about it as much as we assume that they are. I think there are intense battle lines drawn in the NEC, but this is such a big issue because this is the public protector who's supposed to protect the integrity of the democracy, and already we know that this is going to be a hard drawn out battle between the Ace Magashule faction on the NEC and the Cyril Ramaphosa faction. And they've come out, you know, the different voices have come out on Twitter. Fakir, the Minister of Transport, has actually raised his voice and challenged Magashule on this. Magashule saying, it's a deflection strategy. We won't support a proposal or a report or whatever of a committee, of setting up a committee to investigate this further in the parliament, because it's the DA proposition or motion. And of course, we know this is a deflection strategy because it has much deeper implications about the actual dimensions of fragmentation and fractious politics in the ANC and the political power battles that have been drawn.
Yeah, I understand easily that there are people in the ANC who don't want the public protector gone, because she does seem to find against Cyril Ramaphosa and to ignore the alleged malfeasance of the RET faction. But The notion that the ANC would vote in Parliament against the possibility of a further inquiry into what is really, Sanusha, an extraordinary report by the three legal minds. Yeah. And, you know, it's not a wishy-washy report. It's not a, well, maybe, or it's essentially, it's this woman is a malcontent and an incompetent.
The findings are very disturbing, John. And it's really important to bear in mind that the three legal minds that you speak of had applied their combined and collective understanding of the legal process and came up with these findings. And you quite rightly point out, this is where we've been calling, and this is what Parliament is supposed to be. It's supposed to be part of the separation of powers. It should not be influenced. It should not be basically talking about the party and what the party wants them to do, but actually cover their oversight role. In fact, this is what oversight is about. And to keep the executive or to keep the integrity of the democracy at in terms of its accountability. Remember, the Public Protector's Office actually is a Chapter 9 institution under the context of the legislature. So I find it very bizarre. It's actually very disturbing to note that in this context, after everything we've heard in terms of even the Zondo Commissioner about the role of Parliament in oversight, we're still coming back to this issue.
Yeah, it's sort of, I suppose, a bit easier to understand that there might be a little bit of difficulty reaching the 67% majority threshold for the final impeachment vote. But the notion that there's not going to be a majority of 50% plus one to say, well, on the basis of the report which Parliament commissioned, and it may well be that it commissioned it as a result of a DA proposal, but Parliament, the Speaker of the House, commissioned the report. The report is scathing in its findings about the incompetence of the public protector. And then to assume that Parliament is not going to, by a simple majority of 50% plus one, going to say, well, there's certainly enough reason for us to look further into it. I find that really hard to take on board.
Yeah, and I think even the Speaker of the National Assembly, Tunde Modisa, had said the same thing. I think she deviated and she said, you know, you've got this report in your hands and you're now debating whether to commission this committee under the Portfolio Justice Committee, and you'll be debating this, and this is a shameful day for democracy when you get to this point. So she's also made her comments and her views public about this when she addressed the honourable members in the National Assembly. So you can see how painstaking and how impassioned she was about this, but how delicate it is, because again, we're waiting to see or hear what the chief whip of the ANC will say around this issue. And it shouldn't actually be that the Secretary General of the party should make the statement, because again, it's about the blurring of lines between party and state.
Sanusha, thank you very, very much. Lovely to talk to you. Sanusha Naidoo, Senior Research Associate at the Institute for Global Dialogue.